This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's being called the worst and historic, among other things, that fierce storm that's battered much of the nation and killed dozens of people. Western New York and Buffalo got hit hard. The AP's Donna Warder.
Residents have been gathering around space heaters inside as strong winds whip the snow outside. Those who lost their lives were found in cars, homes, and snowbanks. Some people died while shoveling snow. Others died during a medical crisis, and emergency crews couldn't reach them in time. The National Weather Service says up to 9 more inches of snow could fall in some areas of western New York through today. President Joe Biden says his prayers are with the victims' families. I'm Donna Warder.
FlightAware says thousands of flights have already been canceled this morning. The Department of Transportation is going to look into the many cancellations by Southwest Airlines that have left travelers stranded at airports across the country. Southwest's Jay McVeigh.
With those cancellations and as a result, we end up with flight crews and airplanes that are out of place and not in the cities that they need to be in to continue to run our operations. So that is ultimately exactly how we ended up where we are.
He was heard there on KTRK-TV. The NYPD has captured a man they say killed a pediatrician in a Manhattan park and killed another man who had just left a bar in the East Village. They're investigating to see if 35-year-old Roland Codrington is responsible for other random attacks. China's ending its COVID quarantines for travelers from abroad. Companies are pretty happy about that, calling it an important step in reviving slumping business activity. The Mega Millions jackpot for the drawing just hours from now is more than $500 million. This is AP News. A Republican just elected to Congress from New York admits lying about his background. The AP's Ben Thomas has this story.
A recently elected New York congressman has admitted being untruthful about his background. Representative-elect George Santos, a New York Republican, has admitted that he lied about his job experience and college education during his successful campaign for a U.S. House seat. In an interview with the New York Post, Santos said his sins are embellishing his resume, and he said he's sorry about it. The New York Times raised questions last week about his life claims. Santos now acknowledges that he did not graduate from any college and that claims he worked for two major financial firms, Citigroup and Goldman Sachs, are also untrue, telling the Post he had never worked directly for either. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Gas is $3.10 a gallon this morning, 18 cents cheaper than a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.